ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of the Brown Holy Water Podcast. Like always, we're going to bring that fire to you guys. It's your boy, Real Talk Marv. I'd like to have my cast introduce themselves.
Handsome Live, Southside Zone. Blessings, people.
Coney Island, Brooklyn. Y'all already know what it is. Black Success. I'm wearing that line of fire. Breeze, what up? Bronzeville, what up?
We're going to have our beautiful guest introduce herself.
Hello, I'm Saida. Everybody calls me Sai. Just dropping by because I'm outspoken. Everybody knows that.
So. Where you from, Sai?
I'm from Jamaica, Queens.
Okay. Yeah. Southside in the building.
All right. Not Southside, just Jamaica.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Southside still in the building.
Exactly.
Majority dominated.
There you go.
But like always, we're going to jump right into it, right? And our first topic is, you know, leaving the nest. There's a lot of grown-ass men who flossing, but they ain't paying no rent because they still in their mama basement and stuff like that, you know? So the first question, leaving the nest, is there appropriate age where you must move out of your parents' house?
We're just talking about men, or can we...
See, I was thinking because I think men and women, you know, men and women have different standards, but what do you think?
I don't think there is an appropriate age in 2017, especially with how expensive things are these days. Prime example, I still live at home, but my name is on that lease. And my rent and everything else is more than most people paying living on their own somewhere. So I think it's kind of immature to say that there has to be a certain age limit on it. But it's also one of those things, if you're a man, you want to have some type of company or something coming over. You can't really have that at 35 years old and your mother's in the kitchen cooking chicken. It's not going to work. So I just think it depends on the people involved, what you're doing. I'm not expecting someone to be laying on the couch all day and not contributing to the household. Are you working? Are you doing X, Y, and Z? So what's the difference between someone working and helping a parent and somebody just being lazy? Just me.
What about you, fellas?
Go ahead, Black, you go.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
And also, is there a difference with the sexes, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say you can look at it two ways, right? Because a lot of times I think people are being biased. And let me be specific. A lot of times women are being biased, right? You can have a female who live at home with her parents and, you know, she'll say she's on the lease or whatever and all this stuff. And she's helping mom or mom live with me or whatever. However they dress it up to make it sound good. And she'll say something as stupid as, oh, I don't want no man living at home with his mama. Whoa. Let's not be hypocritical here. And then her standards is she wants somebody with their own, because that's not what she has. Mm-hmm. Just like the girl walking with a dude with a car. You can't do that. So it depends on your situation, you understand? And what your standards are, because a lot of people are being biased and hypocritical. You understand? Another thing is, but some people got to stay at home. You know what I mean? Too much people want to move out for egotistical reasons and end up in a shelter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, rent right now, a little one bedroom right now in a nice neighborhood, $1,700. That's not no Facts. Chump change.
Facts.
It's not no chump change. A couple months missed. You know what I mean? You be right there going. A lot of people own homes and maybe they be scared of renting out to certain people.
Some people ain't grossing two right. G's in a month.
Listen, exactly. And a lot of people know the system. They know how to work the system, how to beat you out of your rent bread, go to court and do all the stupid shit. So you're living in a very risky time. So some people have to be home, and if you have to be home, cool. But be humble with that too.
Be humble.
Be humble with the type of people that you're trying to entertain as well, because you don't know their situation and why they're there. Mm-hmm. So if you're taking it like that, then yeah, be home, do your thing. Me, so, I live on. That ain't me. You know what I mean? I got my own.
I got you. So I guess, you know, because I felt your answer, but you know, just to be a little more concrete, because we're asking what's the appropriate age. So give me a cutoff. I understand you said the financial situation.
I, but regardless, I don't think it's an age. I think it's it's actually a bucket list. When you, mm-hmm. when you, let me put it like this. Working, people be like, oh, school ain't for everybody. College ain't for, that's cool. You know what I mean? You better have a trade or something. You better have some kind of talent. But a degree is just a license. Like if cops pull you over, you don't got no license, they come here. You understand? Mm-hmm. So a degree is just a license to work. Once you get your license to work, no matter what it is, whether it, you ain't have to go to college, you went to trade school, you learned something, or you in shape, you know how to get abs and shit, whatever you do, once you got your license to work,
a degree ain't nothing but a bill.
Get the fuck out.
That shit
ain't nothing get but a bill.
Get the fuck out and go do your thing. No matter what it is, it don't gotta be that, because school ain't for everybody.
That's true.
And everybody brain don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but once you figure out what you're gonna do, then it's time to get the fuck out. Save up a little bit. Get the fuck out. Now, if you grown, career, everything, and you're still at home and y'all don't got no mansion or nothing that makes sense for y'all to put down on that $6,000 mortgage every month, then I don't know what's going on. Because most girls or most women that I see, because I see men do it. Men will stay home. They don't give a fuck. Most women want to get out at 18, 20. They'll go through the shelter for 6 months. They'll delete their social media. Then once they get their Section 8, they'll pop back up and start talking bougie. Whoa. Relax, sis. We understand what just happened, but most of them just want to get out to be fucking. You understand? Mm-hmm. Most of them clash with their mom and end up being some whole other shit. You understand? So they not even getting out for the right reasons. Be ready. Go get your license to work first, and then you'll see that you'll survive longer out there in the real world.
What about you, La?
In the age limit aspect, I do feel like it's like an age limit. I feel like by at least 30, you should have your shit together and be able to move out your house. At least 30, the minimum 30. Now, like I said, if you in a household where you're working and helping build and, you know what I'm saying, paying for the house and everybody, like, other cultures, they stay in the household together and they leave and go own businesses and stuff because they put money into, like, their own household and they get to save their bread and everything. But not to say beat up on a black coach, but like I said, the black culture is egotistical. Women, men, everybody love to be like, yo, I got my own shit, this is not. Even though you're struggling check to check to keep a roof over your head, you probably wasn't ready to leave the nest, but you felt pressured by, like, social media, the culture, everything, like, you know, you still at home, But you, like, when you get a job 6 months in, you ain't supposed to, like, just run out and go, save for, like, a year or two.
Yeah.
Build up your savings, everything, and then you can go. That's be the smartest bet. By 30... you should have everything lined up to say at least about. That's the latest, though. I don't think you want to be 30, 31, in, you know what I'm saying, your parents' home still.
With no plan.
Like you said, still sneaking around, right, trying to do right, stuff. Yeah, right. With no real plan.
Still having
so
to tell
I say the cutoff, if I had to put an age on it, 30. Because you can do some crazy shit in your 20s and have to come back home and stuff like that. 30, you should have everything set and ready for your next stage of, like, you're ready to start your family, your everything.
That's the smartest thing I ever heard Lasse say.
Like, I say a lot of smart shit.
That's a little shady. You knew me forever. No. You know I say smart shit.
But I'm
shit.
Just saying that I agree with that because it is cultural. Like you see homes, 10 people living in a household, but then 5 years later everybody got their own house.
Yeah.
Look at the Chinese people. They all live in one house and they all get Chinese restaurants on different blocks.
Black people, we stay in the house and then go outside of the house to go pay rent elsewhere.
Yeah.
Why should I leave to go pay $2,500 somewhere and I could pay $2,500 where I'm living and contributing and building at the same time to maybe put a down payment on a condo, a down payment on a house?
See, that's a plan. That's why I said.
Because,
you know,
social media and everybody
else makes
you feel
like you're not doing your thing if you still at home.
Or, like,
exactly.
Why you still live with your mama? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I
mean? So this is my thing. Like, I'm Haitian and our culture, my parents didn't want us to leave until we was going to get married, right? All of my siblings, we all got married around 25, 27, so we left the home and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, I feel like the 30 thing is still kind of late, unless you was building.
That's the max.
Right? Because you got to think about it.
That's the max.
At the 18, you've been kind of grown. So.
No.
18 is not grown.
You didn't even get no experience.
No, but at 18, you got to decide, are you going to go do a trade? Or you can continue your education.
But you gotta give them 2 to 3 year wiggle room.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying.
We all don't know at 18.
Exactly.
And even
but
still,
to be honest with you, by 25, you should start to have.
Once you're 21, you come back home. Like I said, you got student loans. You got all types of stuff now.
Yeah.
You gotta
that's what I
try to get back.
By 25, you should start to have a plan.
Yeah, you should. But that's what I said.
We giving them to 30.
Tops. That's why I said 30. 30 is tops.
Because when we let them stay to 30, no, but that's why a lot of people are lost it.
30, you got to come out right. 30, you coming out to own a home.
Exactly.
You can't come out talking about, I'm looking for a studio.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Most 30-year-olds don't own a home. Let's be honest, though. Most 30-year-olds are not owning a home.
Yeah.
That's just another bill when you really
but
think
too
about
many
it.
People are popping bottles and being lit.
Well, true.
Because they're staying home and not paying real
that,
rent.
But that don't, you can't, projects, you can't, you can't, you see, you can't do that.
I mean,
that's
me,
shade. You
that's
can't.
I don't mean for some people.
No, but there's a lot
you
of people.
You can't
let's,
worry.
Let's
I don't give a
that.
Fuck who pop. If you live home and that's where you, listen, everybody has a high. You might do some stuff with your money that we disagree with. You understand? Mm-hmm. So if you're earning your money, you putting in your own 40 hours, who the fuck am I to question what you do with your check? You understand? Mm-hmm. So I don't give a fuck what you do. If you sit at home and you want to come to my party, May 20th at Club Love, Henny Fiesta, and pop bottles, you do that, motherfucker. Yo, you understand? I don't give a fuck about that. You understand? It's just that, hey, are you taking care of your responsibilities, too? Because everyone have a hot. And some people, it's some chicks is walking around with $700 weaves. Facts. And no food in the crib. Eating so oodles and noodles. Talking about I'm not too good for oodles and noodles. No, you wear your regular head in if that's the case and put $700 inside that freaking refrigerator. You
before,
know what I'm saying?
Before I move on, I feel like this for fellas is 25. For women, it's like 27, 28.
So I have a question. If that woman
unless you have a plan. A stated out plan just to be just staying home, you're not putting money away, you look crazy.
So I have a question. If that woman or man is not at that point at that age, are you not going to date them? Are you not going to give them a chance? Or
no,
just cuddle
up? Slow your roll.
Oh, grasshopper. Okay. I told you. I'm
just going to get to that. We're going to get to that, right?
She ready to get crazy.
We're going to move. We're going to move on to the second part of the Leaving the Nest question. Which the beautiful young lady almost stepped on. And it's, could you date a person that still lives at home with their parents?
Yes. So I'll be honest.
How many niggas you done dated? A lot, right?
Don't play yourself. Do not play yourself.
How many of you dated at home with their moms? Like, just not, no
I mean,
job, no nothing.
Since I was over, since the age of 24, probably none. Because I've been with the same dude since I was about 24, 25. He's never lived at home since he was about 16. So it's one of those things, I don't think I can go backward at this point because I'm used to, all right, even though I have no rules, never really had any rules, my name is on a lease or whatever, I can come and go as I please. I want that comfort of, okay, certain things you're not going to do out of respect for your parents or whoever's in the household. I'm going to go to his house and walk around and do whatever I want to do.
But now you're just basically kind of contradicting yourself.
I was just
no, I'm not
say
contradicting
that.
Myself.
Yes, you
no.
Is,
yes, you did. You got to walk that back, right?
Yes, you did.
Here's the thing.
If you have company,
okay.
If you have company and you got to be like, shh, that's my mom got to work in the morning.
Well, that's
crazy.
Never happened.
Yo, we can't,
but,
I can't have company
but
in my room.
But that's what we're talking about.
That's
what we're
talking
about.
Exactly what we're talking about. So you're just contradicting yourself.
So then I'll fix it up then. I'll say this. If me and this person don't last, if a person's living at home, am I not going to date them? I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. How long have you been with them?
For 6 years.
You know, I think that's a problem.
Why do you think that's a problem?
6 years, you haven't
because
moved in?
Because I don't want to move in. That's a whole other conversation.
That
like, we're not talking
no,
about.
I know
what I mean,
but it seemed like, I'm just saying this. Mm-hmm. 6 years, that relationship, that it make it or break it. You understand? But
so,
it seemed like you staying home is like a safety net. Like you,
it is.
This might not work, but I'm gonna stay with him because you know what I mean.
So here's the thing. That's another part. That's in a whole other conversation.
Yeah. Are you out?
I'm sorry.
So now that you
want to
go there, I'm gonna say this. There's a lot of situations where you can be with somebody for 20 years. If I don't feel like I want to make that step to like moving with you at this point, that's my prerogative. It has not. I could easily just go and move with you or we can go get our own spot, but I'm comfortable, you're good, and that's that until certain other things happen. But that's a whole nother.
Y'all been together 6 years.
Yeah,
y'all both grown.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all not living together.
No, that's a personal choice though. It's not because I can't or he can't. Like, we could easily do that tomorrow if we wanted to.
So y'all on the 10-15 year plan?
No, but we're not talking about me personally.
We are talking about you.
You here, so we got to talk to you.
I'm not on a 10-15 year plan, but right now we don't live in the same household.
Are y'all engaged?
Wow, he's bad with money?
No, not at all. It's just
I don't
not
understand
living
that.
In the
so
household.
You're both engaged, you both have jobs.
I didn't say we're engaged.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're both grown, you both have jobs. But you're living separately and you're not engaged.
That's my own. It's a reason that it's like me personally right now. Until certain things happen, I just don't, you know.
Okay.
Wanna.
Okay. So you could date someone who's still living at home.
I could, because it's unrealistic not to
think. She started
off
with no, though.
You know why I said no? Because automatically when you're in a relationship, you're not even thinking about if it's going to break up.
Yeah.
If it gets to that point, as we're getting older and you're in your 30s and your 40s, I mean, I don't think any of us at 40, 50 going to be living with mama. So at the end of the day, if that relationship is over, I'm not going to then get with the next man. He's 65 years old living with his mother. That's not going to happen.
I mean, there's circumstances,
right?
Better
if she's 65.
You taking care of the bills, like you said. You know, they kind of need your income at home because things aren't right. So you're still with your parents. It's more like your parents are staying with you because you're supporting them. That's a completely different story. Mm-hmm. We're trying to call out the dudes who's just like, you know.
Stop saying dudes, bro.
Yeah, dude, we trying to call out everybody.
You always got a mangina going, son.
How is
you
that
about
a mangina?
To call out, I'm about to call out the dudes. No, call out anybody. Women, because, men, people at home. That's what the topic is. You okay.
About to
say, look,
okay.
Yeah.
No, because it's a lot of women. It's different. It's different for women.
It's a little different.
No, it's no different. Women
it's no different. Nah. Everybody's grown. Everybody singing Beyonce is no fucking different. But we want to beat up both.
Men.
Yeah, we can't just beat up one. I want to beat up both. I want to beat up the rappers rapping about Bugattis and their home with mama and in the peas. We definitely want to talk to you, and we want to talk to the sister talking about she want to do with a car and a crib and a nice body.
I've never been that type
home.
Though, so ever.
And she at home struggling.
So fellas, I know I could, but could you date a person that still lives at home?
I could. I'll go first. I could, but it all depends on what you got going on right now. If you at home not doing shit, then no, I'm not going to fuck with you like that. But if you got a job, you got a story like, listen, I went back home, I had to get my shit together, I had to hit the reset button, I'm still working, I got this going, I'm saving, do that. Then, that's all good. Like, everybody has, like you said, a safety net to fall back on when shit ain't going right. I jumped into an apartment, I couldn't really afford it, so I had to come back, hit the reset button. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, we need to do that sometime. Hit the reset button, get your mind right. If your parents allow you to, then cool. Come back, stack your bread, have your plan together now, then go about your business. So I wouldn't have a problem meeting a woman that's in her parents' house.
Yeah,
but she's doing her thing.
Yeah,
probably and she's still working and doing.
I got a job,
a
part time job, volunteer work. So I mean, nobody can tell me nothing.
Before I get your answer, Black, because she, you know, I hate to keep divulging in your particular relationship, but you brought something up. How long could you date someone who's staying at home and you guys been dating long term? Like for instance, I could date a woman and she still feel comfortable staying at home. Mm-hmm. For a year, year and a half. By that 2 year mark, either me and you gotta move in or we gotta break up because it don't make sense. We're too grown for that. I'm 30 plus. I don't know your age. I'm not asking you for your age. I'm 30 plus, right? So after a certain age, I can't keep having to, you know, I can't stay at your house because you're staying with your parents and stuff like that. We both working, we both have incomes. We got to move in together after 2 years.
So can I just add this on? And I hope I don't get beat up in the comments for this. But the thing with that bothers me. When you get to a certain point, hopefully around 24, 25, your relationship starts to become a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
So when you get with a young lady, you're a married man. But when you get with a young lady, the assumption is you're going to marry this woman or that's someone you're going to be with long term.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, a lot of people get into relationships and they're bouncing through different people every 2 years. So every 2 years, when you're in a long term thing, you're going to get someone to move in your house. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
No, my thing is, you know, I'm not dating you for 2 years if I don't see us having
potential.
A future,
okay.
Right? After a year, I'm not saying you should get married, even though I did that.
Mm-hmm.
That was my particular.
Okay.
After a year, we should have an idea. If we're dating for 2 years strong and we're not moving in together, either I'm wasting your time or you wasting my time.
Okay. Well, me personally, with moving in, no matter who I'm with, and it's not even a personal attack on who I'm with, my whole thing is I could be with you 10, 15 years. I personally don't want to be shacking up with somebody because then it turns into another 10 years. That's just always been
my
thing.
If we move in, that's the first step before we about to get
married.
That's
a part of adulthood.
For some people.
That's a part of adulthood.
For
that's
some
the
people.
Point. You
so,
know,
so
I,
Black,
I,
could
I,
you... Could you
somebody that live at home, can I deal with that? Yeah.
Is there a timetable for how long you're
Yeah, it's
deal?
Definitely a timetable, bro, because, you know, it's just some stuff we're too young for. How I'm going to be, we're too old for.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, how I'm going to be 33 and somebody's 16? We both is dating, have a boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm a grown-ass man. Like, how long are we going to play around? Like, I'm not trying to boyfriend and girlfriend it for 7 years as a grown ass man. You understand that?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
I'm about to say something.
But a chick in a crib, Yeah, she probably got a, you know, her story got to be strong. Yeah.
And as long as she trying to build to something,
as long as
right?
she trying to build and I could see it, like she's showing and I could see it, then I could fuck with it. Or if she have a real reason, mommy's sick, daddy lost his job, cool. Just, you got a real reason to be there, because if something happened, I'm going to my mom's crib, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If it got real, you know what I mean? Yeah. And $12,000 a year was actually needed, I go over there and go throw it up. You
shout
understand?
Out to mommies. Fall back on the mommies.
But it is what it is. I mean, it's a dangerous thing though, man.
Yeah, so I'm about to say something that's completely off topic, but if you're over 30, over 30 years old, and you be dating someone for 2 years, and y'all haven't talked about moving in or getting married, y'all wasting each other time, yo.
Wow.
You're asking or you telling?
No, I'm stating that. Okay. Over 30 years old.
If you're over 30
for 2 years, y'all don't move in or thinking about getting married, y'all wasting each other time, yo.
I don't agree about
you should know yourself. You should know yourself.
You be like a real, like, serious relationship, and you just want to be with them.
How long are you going to just play date after the age of 30?
Some people, it's old school. They don't want to move in with each other until they get married.
Until marriage.
How about that?
But
catch me outside.
2 years, though. Listen, I'm not saying you should rush into things. But after 2 years of dating in your 30s, not in your 20s or your mid-20s, but in your 30s, you got to be talking about moving in or getting married.
Yeah,
or moving in with the stipulation
but
that
some,
we're gonna
some people,
only play
we
house
gotta,
for a little while till we get married.
We gotta also respect some people are just dating to survive. You understand? Some
well,
people are dating because
so they can have
they
a place
can't
to
afford
stay?
The, nah. Sometimes it's a place, sometimes it's shelter, sometimes it's for the entertainment aspect. They can't afford to go out, they can't afford to eat, they can't afford to do a lot of things. All their money is going to a bill. They don't have enough. You know what I mean? So they're in the bartering business where they're actually bartering their sexual relations for services and experiences that they can't afford at that time. And some people want to live and die like that. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that's okay. Shout out to those people, but don't pretend to be an adult. Identify what you are so that people could address you properly, because then you're confusing men or you're confusing women, because they're probably investing thinking differently and not knowing your plan. You know what I mean?
We got to move. If you want to make a point, make it short, because we got to move on to the next
I was going to say, to be honest with you, 2 years is a long time, but it ain't long enough to be invested in certain things. I'm sorry. Now, you can talk about marriages in the first year and what your future plans are, but 2 years, that's
it's
very, very short.
Then you're not having, the right conversations with that person. If it takes you more than 2 years to figure out that we want to get married after
no,
your 30s.
No, I said marriage is a conversation.
Your 30s,
but moving
your
30s. In and doing...
I guess.
I mean, it depends on the people. I'm always going to say it depends on the people that you're dealing with.
And people always going to bring their representative and not their real
For 2 years,
for
bro?
For 2 years, I could be a fucking vegetarian for 2 years for a girl.
Then you ain't going to do shit there. If you fronting for 2 years...
Yeah. Oh my God, you're taking a day, you're doing salads.
I'll be home eating fried chicken like a motherfucker. Let me just say this. You, when someone is in need of something... The front could last 5 years, 10 years. Imagine the chick living at home and you got a crib, you got a condo.
Yeah.
You understand? You got a condo. You what? You got glass ceilings and all that. You got to move this out, man. You got glass ceilings and all that. You understand? Like what's going on? Of course they're gonna wanna be a part of that. You understand?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
All right. I appreciate that. We're going to move on to the next topic, right? And the next topic is flirting, right?
Okay.
So, how do you flirt when you're interested in a person? I definitely want to hear a woman's perspective, because some guys, Saeed's especially
crazy.
New York,
well,
guys are hounds,
crazy.
Right? So guys need to know the real behavior or the decorum of flirting.
Just smell your underwear and find out where you at.
Well, let me tell you something. Like, when I have I'm going to talk about my current relationship. Nothing wrong with that. He'll probably listen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, when I'm interested in someone, I tell myself I'm going to get him regardless. As long as they're single and not involved. I'm never going to be a side chick, anything like that.
Don't let no girlfriend stop you from getting
up.
Your man.
I'm going to investigate.
Side chicks are necessary in society.
Okay, if you say so. I'm going to investigate.
Whoa.
Make sure there's no...
You're talking like
that. No.
You know who I'm sleeping at tonight?
Nah. Everybody got a role they need to play. I'm just joking.
I'm going to investigate first. So the way me and my current partner got together is I had a crush on him in junior high school. So it was one of those things. I kind of was flirting, you know, leaving little emojis, this, that, and the third. And kind of
letting flirting to you?
Yes, letting my presence be known.
Oh, okay.
And lured him to me. And the rest is history. Okay. That's how it happens. You know? So flirting for me, I'm a shy person naturally, whether people think so or not. So I'm not going to just be bold and say, hey, I like you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do little things to let you know I'm interested in you. And then see if you take the bait from there. And if not, you must not be interested.
You're not really shy. You like to talk a lot.
I like to talk, but I'm actually shy when it comes to someone I like.
What about you, Black?
Oh, what's the question?
The question is, I didn't mean to call you out. I just wanted to switch.
Yeah, I got you.
How do you flirt when you're interested in a person?
How do I? You know, I ain't really a, you know, I ain't really a flirting dude. You know, I'm just funny.
So you're a caveman? Funny. You like you club them in the head? Know, I like you. We go together now.
Nah, it's different, son. You know, everybody got different talents. Yeah. You know what I mean? That it's many ways to skin a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And me, when I like a chick, you know, I pretty much ignore her. Might throw a two or three jokes on her. You know what I mean?
Ignore?
Just to fill out the temperature. And then from there, if she got a sense of humor, I might shoot my shot. If she don't, then I know I'm wasting my time because I tell too much jokes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So I could get to ignore her if you're going to be around her constantly to get the chance to build. But how do you flirt with someone who's just like, this might be the only time you see them? How do you show that you're interested in flirt with them?
I dance.
Unfortunately,
oh, yeah. I don't. We've seen your dancing. You probably left a lot of women on the table with that dancing. What about you, La?
I like two pictures, and then I'm like, yo, you drink Hennessy? I guess eye contact, and like I said, if she pick up on your personality, you're in a joking man, you're always joking anyway. I guess she'll probably take it as flirting, and it'll probably go from there.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
I think, you know, for me particularly, I try to find a conversation we can have. Right, that's not just the I like you or you're pretty. If there's an opportunity that presents for us to talk about something, I see, you know, where your head's at.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get you to smile at me, then I know it's a go.
Mm-hmm.
If you
and
give
fellas,
me...
I want y'all right now, don't listen to that advice. They call him friend zone Marv. That's that listen, bullshit listen. That got
word. That nigga be over there talking about.
No, I want to see if we got something.
They be talking about General Hospital, boy.
You can't pay them shits no
mind.
So
I have a question.
Yeah. Can't pay
these
them no mind.
People are usually meeting others on social media. How do you have that conversation on social media under a
you
pic
like
about...
two pics and then you be like, yo, you like Hennessy? She's like, yeah, everybody like Hennessy.
That's type of girls you.
You like Hennessy too.
No, I don't.
See, that's flirting online. Right. I'm talking about flirting in person.
Okay.
Right? But flirting online, I guess you do like a couple of pictures. I don't know about asking, do you like Hennessy and stuff like that.
You got
that.
Different type of emojis for flirting online.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
You got this emoji right here. This is my shit right here. The shit with the hands and shit.
That's
my
shit.
Yeah, I do that.
But you know what? I like what you guys just said, right? Because that is a good segue to the second part, right? Because the second part is, have you ever been accused of flirting when you really weren't? And it's good that you said that there's different emojis for flirting, right? Because sometimes a woman will post the kiss face emoji. And it's just, they you know, they're showing love to the picture or stuff like that. They don't want you. They don't want you to holler. But they do that emoji. So it does take an etiquette with the emojis with flirting online. But have you ever been accused of flirting?
Surprisingly, no.
When you weren't?
No.
I give compliments a lot.
So you're just innocent?
I've never been accused of flirting, honestly, online.
Oh.
Now,
but
person,
even in
yes.
person. Even
oh,
in person.
Yeah.
I have.
Okay.
But
okay.
I mentioned the online thing because we said the emojis thing. And it's just like, I give compliments a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes someone... I always have to gauge how many compliments you give because some...
You give a lot, bro.
Give a lot.
One
should
or two
be
is
five
good,
in the
three.
Morning. Like, why are you even up, bro?
Why are you even liking that picture?
The bank ain't even fucking open. It's at 5 a.m.
You're a clown.
Oh, my God.
You're a
gorgeous.
Clown.
Gorgeous. That's crazy shit.
I didn't
beautiful
say
queen.
That.
But you say crazy
I
shit
props,
like that.
I gave props
good
to one of our...
my queens. Wave your hands in the air.
Bad girl Tanya who put out a nice picture. And this dude was stalking my comments like, yo, it's 5 a.m. Why are you liking the picture?
I'm listening to Ebro in the morning and I see you like the picture. I'm like, why is he up right now?
Anyway. Have you guys ever been accused of flirting when you
Saida
weren't?
Said no.
No, I'm saying,
she said in person, not online. Because I like everybody's pictures.
So what miscommunication did you give with your flirting that made the person think
the person was flirting with me? Mm-hmm. So I don't think he liked how touchy-feely the person was and went off on me. Obviously, he's not.
So your significant other accused you of flirting.
Yeah. No.
He was there?
Yeah, it was a
party. And somebody was touching you?
Not touch, but like a hug, and it was a hug a little bit too long. Or like, yeah. You know, yeah. A little bit
you
too
was
much
wrong.
Well, why didn't you check that?
Because to me, it wasn't flirting. Like, I just thought, okay, it's somebody I knew. Hey, how you doing? And the other person took it as
who was it? Because I know everybody.
But there's a friendly
hug.
Listen,
we know what you're doing. I'll tell you, there's a friendly hug,
and then there's an unfriendly hug. You understand?
I thought it was just a how you doing. Like, you know, when, what's that? Tuca played a game and he gave a church hug. I thought it was one of those, but clearly it wasn't.
Nah, so, he ain't have his hips back.
He ain't have his shit back. You know, a friendly hug. Chicks give you just this. You don't even get to fill a breast. They give you one of these. When they like you hug, you get that. You get that. You know what I mean? They want fill a push-up.
Any hug longer than 2 seconds, you effing that.
But I usually am the 2 seconds. I'm seeing him up flirting, not usually the other way.
It got to be like flag football.
But that was your job to actually check that, especially if your man was present. But that's just my take.
It depends because
don't
I
hug nobody
like was...
in front of your man. You crazy?
So if I see you and I give you a hug, that's
you ain't I hugging you. I'm
and your smile shouldn't show teeth. If you show teeth when you smiling, that's too much.
I have
yo.
Nice teeth though, so I like to
that's
show
too
them.
Much.
Let
that's
me see them much. Teeth. You talking about you got nice teeth?
I do.
Girl, they are.
Whatever.
And so, fellas, have y'all ever been accused of flirting?
You wanna go?
I go. I know you have.
Why you know I have?
Because I just know you have.
I actually
you're
have.
Your fan.
Because you a slut,
I
bro.
Actually have. Yo. Now, I actually ahead, have it. Like
really?
Yeah, I'm very black. I mean, not have though, because like I said, when you joke around, you play. And you always joking around, playing with people. People mistake sometimes, but just always having a good time with like trying to, I guess, fuck them or something.
Yeah.
But like. I joke around with everybody. Mm-hmm. I crack a joke with anybody. I can share a laugh with anybody. That don't mean I'm trying to flirt with them, you know? So, yeah, I could be like, yo, you trying to flirt? I'm like, nah, not really. But I've definitely been accused of it.
What about you, Black?
I mean, as far as social media, I'm very innocent. On social media, I tell my jokes and go. You know what I mean? I tell my little one, too. I promote what I'm doing. Henny Fiesta, May 20th, Club Love. Make sure you there, get your tickets. Like,
Henny
you know
Fiesta,
mean?
The building.
And then I go. You understand? So yeah. It's too much trannies and weirdo looking girls right. To be liking everything. You understand? I think dudes should, you know, put some value on your likes. You know what I'm saying?
Dudes are too free with the likes.
You just liking, bro. Yo, bro, if I
likes,
like.
No. I'm not selective. I'm serious. If you on my timeline, I like it. Likes don't cost money. I show love.
Yeah, but I
show love.
I ain't on that time.
No, don't be selective. Listen, this like up. Yo, why you following them? You afraid to like
no,
this
listen.
Shit?
I like certain pictures, but I'm not outrageous with it. Just because she posts, you know, chicks take stupid pictures like they lost son. He looking like that. I'm not liking that, dog. I'm not. You wanted me to like this. I am that. That's not the picture I'm liking.
But
like
you can like it
you
just
your
don't
mama.
Comment. It's a regular like. Ain't
I think likes
to me
are free.
When it gets to the comment
is when you do too much.
Exactly.
If you like and you
shit.
Comment and you do too much,
you like that 5 in the morning, Mark. That was a violation, bro.
And you commented,
nigga. That was a violation, motherfucker. Then you commented, and then you put the heart. You put the heart like you didn't even put the blue shit. It was a red, and you had the heart, motherfucker.
And then you held your hand on the light.
You held your hand on the light.
I'm betting you, Black. I'm not gonna return the shade. The shade
you're
throwing at me.
You went past the
sad,
and you went right to the heart.
Listen, I'm not gonna do the same thing to you, but you're dead wrong,
Bob. Like this.
You're dead wrong, but I'm not going
to
throw that same energy back
to you. That's
when
you're doing too much. You can like a picture. That's what social media is for. But with the kissy faces and those extra stuff, why you got to put that?
Yeah.
That's exactly. Too much, in my opinion.
If exactly. A man put a kissy face,
I don't
face,
do that. You have no
he's
dude
a transgender.
Can ever stand putting kissy faces under their picture. For what? No.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that, son. I'm innocent.
I've been accused of flirting.
Of course
we
you
know,
have.
But, come on. Can I finish a statement
wake
before
up at 5
you guys
o'clock anyway? Because you
listen,
like the shit at 5
flirting.
O'clock. What the fuck was going
I was
on?
Why
well,
you even brush your teeth at 5 o'clock
listen,
in the morning?
Listen, I didn't go
you
to
ain't got to work till 10:30, Marv. We know your schedule, Marv.
I'm a married dude, so I just give love. There's no way I'm going to get caught out there giving crazy, I'm flirting love on social media because that shit sticks. That's screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
So I just give love to give love. But anyway, we're going to...
Screenshots kill.
Exactly. So we're going to move on, right?
Screenshots.
This is another perfect example because of black throwing me under the bus. If you're in a relationship, is flirting cheating?
Yes.
Ooh, Saeed.
Yes.
Go.
Too much flirting with the same person. So here's the thing, right? Like Law says, social media is made for you to like it. So if I'm going down the timeline and I see it, but some dudes, specifically, you can see them every day on the same young lady's post. Why are you always here? Why am I always finding you here? Sometimes you go on the explore page, there you go liking that. To me, it's a little bit too much. Now, some people can say that sounds kind of insecure.
It is.
But
that sounds like hate a little bit.
No, it's not
insecure,
hate.
More insecure
especially
than
if you and this person have had a past. Why are you always on their page liking everything? Yeah. At the end of the day, you're not going to catch me in no ex-boyfriend's page just liking every single thing. Here or there, fine. But you're liking their picture.
You shouldn't be liking no ex-boyfriend nothing.
That's my. You shouldn't be liking any ex-girlfriends anything. So yeah. That's my thing. Every time you turn around, they on that ex-girlfriend's page. Well, that to me is inappropriate.
I think flirting happens so frequently that we don't even really know when we're flirting or not.
Yes, that too.
But I think there's decorum to flirting when you're in a relationship. It shouldn't be inviting. Sometimes you're flirting, it's just friendly conversation. That's cool. You shouldn't lose your mind over it. But if your flirting is inviting, then mm-hmm. I think it's an issue. What about you, fellas? What do you feel?
I like that. I like the way you said that. If you're flirting, is inviting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What Marv is saying is him being friends on Marv, he never got an invite. You understand? He's friends on Marv, up at 5, liking pictures, trying to figure out life.
Then brush his teeth.
Then brush his teeth. Yeah, he work at 10:30.
You guys are giving me too much focus, for what? B.
It's only a 40-minute drive. Why the fuck was he up at 5? But listen, with me, I don't really do the flirting thing. I don't really, you know, I'm a real direct dude. I don't do the flirting thing. I don't do all that extra shit. But I see it every day. And that's why I said you gotta reserve your likes, reserve your comments, and reserve who you communicate with. You understand? Because people are, especially when people know you're in a relationship, people are dying to get a screenshot of something. They are living for the day you slip up.
You more valuable when you're in a relationship. Exactly.
But it doesn't even matter about you being more valuable. Understand the amount of power you give somebody. They got a screenshot that could change that. That could change your home. That could change the outcome when you go home. That's powerful. You never know what you... Oh, I'm going to just DM her this. It's a screenshot. Yep. You might delete it. She not. She gonna hold on to it with the date and the time, bro. There's no denying that. So why even play yourself? I'm not doing none of that funny shit, B. That funny business is not for me. I've seen people go down with screenshots, bro. Right. It's
so
not
that's the
good.
Online segment of it. So, but what about in person?
Even in person, bro. That's even worse, bro. Video. You know how much people I seen get beat up and niggas screaming out world
wife.
Star.
What about your work
wife? Yeah,
we're
not doing that. I don't have a work
wife. There should be no work wife.
When I work, I tunnel vision, motherfucker.
I don't do the work.
And can I just add on to that? It's one of those things, too. It depends on the type of relationship you have or the type of person that you're dating. If you know certain things make that person uncomfortable, why continue to do it? If you have an ex, there's nothing wrong with liking an ex's picture here and there.
There is something wrong with that.
Why you keep going to resort back to the ex?
Yeah, word up.
What? She's trying to clear up her past real quick.
No, I'm not talking about that person.
Your man is going to check you.
My thing is this. If you're liking somebody's pics all the time and someone has expressed to you, whether it's your man or your woman, and they said, I don't like when you're doing X, Y, and Z, stop doing it. Now, once you keep crossing that boundary and doing it, then it becomes disrespecting.
But hold on. Let me ask a question. Is perception reality?
Sometimes it is. It doesn't matter what your perception is if it's my reality.
Some people would think like, boom. I said, me and you, we know each other forever.
Mm-hmm.
We go back and forth online
all
day.
People can call that flirting.
People think we flirting.
And it's not the case.
But we really just talking shit to each other and just keeping the conversation going. But somebody I know that knows both of us like, yo, why you always flirting with?
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
The same way you did. But I'm like, they be like, yo, why you flirting? I'm like, nah, that's not even the case. Like, not even the case. Like, she's cool, whatever. So people from the outside could think you're flirting, but you're really not, and that blows like screenshot or something could get back to it.
Especially
but
you.
But you do that with everybody though.
Sometimes it looks like you're flirting with family because you're a weirdo. But I know
shout
it's just
joke. Shout out to my sister, she got the fat
said.
Ass though.
And
my mother. My mother got the cakey ass, bro.
You guys are weird, B.
No. But in a relationship, I do say like, especially online flirting is crazy. Yeah. Online flirting is something that can be looked at upon as like, all right, that shit is inappropriate. Real life flirting, I don't even know. Like, if you don't find out and they flirting, is it cheating? I guess you feel flattered by people who appreciate you, and you know they could go nowhere, and they could give you a compliment, and this is real shit. Like some people need an ego boost or something. Like, maybe you skip the day and then tell your wife you're beautiful, and then the nigga had a job like, yo, you beautiful or whatever. She's like, oh, thank you.
That is flirting, though.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, is she never going to do nothing with him? She
but here's take the thing. It only takes that one person telling you that relationship is like a
Snapchat,
no,
right?
That's when you
it's supposed to happen and then disappear. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have no lingering effects. It shouldn't be, like I said, an invitation.
Nah.
If you think that your wifey doesn't flirt ever when you're not
that's
around...
That's bullshit.
You live in a world where you
most
ignore.
Of the time.
I would rather
my girl flirt and like we
but
go
like
out and get
if
me
it
drinks.
Disappear,
give me drinks and give me
it
stuff.
It don't linger.
Like,
I don't care.
Make it work for us though.
It depends what kind of shorty you have, but I feel like once you start flirting, you are entertaining the fact that you want to imagine, you know, being with someone else.
And that's, women imagination
that,
is
that
crazy.
That itself is cheating. And imagine your girl. Imagine your girl while you laying in bed thinking about somebody. Think about Idris Elba.
She is though.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
She not always thinking about you, Jerry.
Get over yourself. Huh? She ain't always thinking
Jackie
about
Chan ate that pussy before.
Hey,
everybody has
you think dude,
nah,
the first
but
black
listen,
man, but she
but
she
listen
back,
though.
Like,
at the end of the day, if you want to imagine a celebrity or somebody you're never gonna see, cool. But imagine she thinking about the dude she work with or the dude next door.
You
that's
say
crazy.
As long as she don't say his name, you'll never know.
Exactly.
You'll never know. When them eyes roll back in their head, you don't
but
know
what's
the mind.
But that's a problem, though.
You're
thinking about work bae and you with your bae. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
If you have a work bae and you have a relationship,
flirting,
you a hoe.
Flirt and lead to that. Flirt and lead and you imagine
let me tell you something. There's been situations where someone has had a crush on me and I'm not even thinking about them. They flirted so much that they wore me down. I'm like, oh, well, maybe he's not that bad. So that little bit of flirting.
They wore you down, they fuck?
What? Don't.
You
try.
Said they wore you down.
No, wore you down that you start thinking about them and you're like, oh, maybe I do find them attractive and that, and then you.
And
don't...
he's asking, did any one of them fuck?
Oh no, not at all. I don't.
Nobody.
No,
you passed
no.
on everybody
I,
in the world.
I went to church today. I swear on my life, I never stepped out. None of that. As my best friend is my witness, I don't do the step out. We hang out all the time. Never. Never.
So you mentioned the work. Yeah. You mentioned the work bait thing.
Yeah.
I think that's highly inappropriate to have a work husband and work wife.
It's disrespectful.
Because
up.
You spend too much time with these people to have titles like work husband and work wife. Because it's going to be a break room fuck or some crazy shit that go down if you guys feel comfortable enough to be work husband and work wife. Are y'all cool with the term work husband and work wife? If your significant other had a work husband work wife?
If they're gay, I don't care.
I'm not comfortable with that.
But I can't even say that.
That's now here's the thing: most people cheat with people at work, but you shouldn't.
Because
even
of the convenience and the proximity
you're
with
them of it.
With
your,
exactly.
With your own family, but I think it's inappropriate. You shouldn't even be getting that close to someone you might find attractive because one thing can lead to the next. So,
exactly.
Nah.
All right, so I'm gonna move on to the wild card question portion of the show. My wild card question is: have you ever had a crush that you highly regret? Like, you see that person years later, and you're like, damn, why the hell was I crushing on this person? Ladies first. Then you just shouted the person out, so let's
might as well say the name. If you're going to be blunt, be all the way blunt.
Say his name. Say his name.
Oh, you corny. You went to church today.
They both had braids, right?
No. Come on. That's no.
I know.
But, of course, yes.
And what about the crush did you regret?
Well, first of all, when you first meet a person, you're just looking at the physical. So you're attracted to that person, start hanging out with them, and you start to see their asshole. And it's just like, wow, like, why did I even waste my time taking it to this level? So, just everything.
What about you, fellas?
Yeah. But I think I was more disappointed because, you know, I think for me, things happen backwards. You know what I mean? I went from ugly to decent. And then a lot of people went from, like, popping ugly. So it's like, I'm just disappointed that some people are washed at 30. Mm-hmm. Like, done, finished. Like, there's no coming back. Gym, working out, eating healthy, being a vegan. Nothing can help you. No outfit, supreme and all. It's over for you. Life is done. Hang it up. And that, it disappointed me. Because in junior high school, you would think you would wife this person.
Mm-hmm.
And look how good Jesus worked. He said, stay away. So Jesus made you ugly.
What about
just
as an
to
adult?
Stay away as an adult? What?
Do you have a crush that you regret? Not junior.
Nah, I'm too
adult.
Old for that. Okay. Any as an adult, if I like you, I'm fucking. That's it. If I like you, I'm fucking. If I'm taking that, that's not class facts. I'm not friend zone black. You're friend zone mom. Right? If I like, I fuck. That's it. That's straight up. That's what happens. Right. You understand? And life been good. Life been good. Life been treating me good. You know what I mean? So this is it. You know what I mean? I'm cooking this nigga today.
Yeah, some haters. It's all good, though.
How about I'm fucked, though? About cooking, bro?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Careful,
what you laugh? I'm good, man. I'm good.
A crush you regret? No, because at that time, when you liked them, they was hot. You could always go back to that summer when they had it, when they had that sauce. Now, you could talk about bodies you regret. Like, you took something down, and
we had that conversation.
But 2 or 3 years, you see them like, oof, God, baby. And now you got to tell your
friends.
They were
borderline then, and now they finished.
Now you got to tell the explanation, like, nah, she looked like this. Look. You go back to mail.
I don't think that was the question, though.
Oh, but a crush you regret.
I don't think they mean about physical. I think they mean more so about getting to know that person and realizing.
He don't mean that. It's like a crush.
Yeah, I mean, but the crush could.
I wasn't talking about physical.
You should have been talking about physical. So there's a lot of girls I lusted for, and now look at them now. Their stomach look like maple brown oatmeal. You know what I'm saying? If weaves off, edges is gone.
They got a front butt. Yeah, a front butt. The fupa.
A front
you got
fatty.
A front, yeah, you got you a front butt.
And shit ain't going right for them, you know what I'm saying? They still on the
farting out your belly button and all that. Yeah, we get you up out of here, shorty.
The crush is, I just regret the energy and the time that I wasted with the crushes. You know what I'm saying? You can't really regret who they become because
you had a lot of crushes too.
I just regret the energy that I put out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's my only regret.
You keep looking.
Y'all spent this whole show hating on me instead of just focusing, B.
Get that fire.
We're going to move on, right? We're going to move on. And our next topic is social media venting, right? Too many people go complain about stupid shit or even air out their relationships on social media, which is a big problem. So social media venting. Have you ever used social media to vent your feelings and why?
Yeah. I mean, I would never do that again, but I have. You know, I think all women at some point.
So what's too deep? What's too detailed to vent?
Too detailed is anything involving your relationship. You and Bae have a fight today and you going on Facebook like a thug trying to call him out. He busy with his boys not thinking about you. That's too much. Any grievances with a friend, anything that's not happy, getting straight to the point about your party coming up, that's doing too much. Mm-hmm. So I've fallen victim to that, but we'll never do that again. Because then when you and Bae get back together, everybody going to be looking at you like you're stupid. So
facts. That's why you never talk about your man online. Or talking to your family. Oh, he cheated. And then
I don't talk to the family about anything.
Her being bad.
You wouldn't know when anything's going bad.
My Hurt Bae got caught in the restaurant with the dude like other
chilling,
day.
Chilling.
Hurt the Bae. Whole Hurt Bae thing.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, fellas?
Don't
even lie, because you...
What's the question now?
Have you ever used social media to vent your
Black
feelings?
Black has. Oh, I've seen
that. Destroyed relationships
I mean, it's
we had.
It's different.
Venting on social media.
It's different levels. Like, when it comes to social media, I really practice a certain thing. Like, I don't really get... I can talk about my personal experiences, but I don't get personal.
Okay.
So you'll never know about my family. You'll never know about my relationships. You'll never know about anything personal. Work. People don't even know where I work. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. I've been on social media since 2000. I got on Facebook because of lies. Swear to God. I use a live Facebook account to contact somebody, and then I was like, shit, I'm gonna make one. Yeah. Like, but there's a lot of stuff about me people don't know because I don't put that stuff out there, and you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It should be some stuff that's a mystery. It should be stuff that people want to ask you when they actually see you. Some people put everything on Facebook. Hey, my kid's going to school here. Look at this, a picture of their teacher. These are the shoes that they're wearing. This is the jacket he had on. Like, goddamn, bro, if I wanted to kill you, this shit is easier than a motherfucker.
There should be You're no pictures of everything. Bae every week. That like, bothers
it,
my soul.
It's just people put too much information out there. And I think, like, information is worth more than money. When people got all the information, they don't need nothing else. And then people get mad when they vent on social media, and then people use that same shit against them to put them down. Exactly. You can't be mad at that. Right. See, people don't really... When I joke on somebody, I joke on people every day, motherfucker. When I joke, there's no real shots to throw at me. What you gonna say? I don't put nothing out there. Me and my family don't go through no problems. My mom had 11 kids. I don't got beef with none of my brothers and sisters. We all fuck with each other. Heavy. People call. We call each other every day. We got text group, group chat, all that shit. You understand? Like, we don't got no issues. So what are you putting out there? Mm-hmm. I don't put out no negativity when it comes to personal, and I just keep it entertainment. I'll still keep it personal and address bullshit rappers and bullshit, you know, clothing line folks that's talking stupid and corny ass chicks that's acting all hossa-ditty, and I know they broke. I know that hair, they went out their way. I know they selling that pussy. So I'll tell a joke to say you that.
Left.
You know what I mean? Nah, I mean, it's the real. I would tell a joke to sell that
pussy.
Yeah, they definitely selling that pussy. Don't that get it twisted. Real.
It's on the high point.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of chicks out here selling that pussy for some food and for some hair and for these bullshit trips to Atlanta and Miami. So when I see too much South Beach, take me back. Bitch, you ain't even go over water. You was here the whole time. We can still call you. You here the whole time.
Is it drive away?
But that's different than them venting. If they want to put throwbacks at them in Miami, okay.
Get that bullshit trip the fuck out of here.
What about you? What about you, La? Have you ever used social media this
week? No, I don't.
No, you
haven't. Like said, I know I'm not. Even though sometimes I like, you ever seen that meme when a nigga holding his hand like trying? I don't want to be petty. I don't want to address people that I fuck with online. I try my hardest. I try so hard. I don't like doing that because I don't even get like super personal online. I just keep it regular. Like I show pictures. I crack jokes. If I'm going through something, I don't even like the world to even see that. I guess you could say it's just like a wall I built up. But fuck it. It's cool because everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram shouldn't be your dear diary. Everybody shouldn't know what's going on with your life. Because like you said, because then when shit get right, people going to look at you like, oh, you just talking shit about her. Yeah. This isn't that. And now look at you hugged up, kissed up. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. So I never came to like Facebook or any social media outlet as dear diary. I leave that shit alone. I make sure I try to stay away from it. When I'm not in a good space, I try to stay away from it. Because even sometimes a sub post, people can know what's going on. And I try to stay away from that. It's like, it seemed like every time you're going through something, it's like church. Whenever you're going through something, you find the post that's like, damn, this is how I'm feeling right now. Fuck, I should post this shit right now. But I'm like, nah, I'm not going to post it. I'm like, I'm going to fight all this. I'm urging. I'm fighting the urge like that. I'm not going to post it. And I try to stay away from it because I don't want to, like I say, because you mad today, 2 days later, y'all good. Yeah. But you already posted it, and you're trying to air them out. So I stay away from
forever.
That.
It exists forever. You know what I'm saying?
It do, even if you delete
and
it.
And now with the Facebook memories, Eddie, you get reminded of this bullshit you was on.
That's
every
why
year.
I try to stay away from it. I don't want to air none of my family, friends, or nothing. We going through something, we going to go through something personally. Mm-hmm. And I've told people, like, don't ever try to address me online, too. If you got a problem with me, you better talk to me personally. Because if you address me online, I'm going to go in. We gonna talk about everything. We'll go in. Yeah. And I don't want to do that. So I just keep it offline and just keep it personal because this shit ain't for everybody. That's
I agree
it.
With you 100%. I'm too old to have my emotions out on social media. I comment on, you know, political shit that's light, nothing that's deep. Because I'm too old to have somebody saying, well, you said such and such. Listen, I'm grown. I don't need nobody to question anything that I say. So I'm not going to give you that ammunition on social media. So the second part of this question is, how would you handle a close friend or family airing your personal problems via social media? Could you still respect them the same?
It's never happened to me, so no. Because first of all, like you said, we're adults. So why, if you have my phone number, why should anything, any beefs that we have be online? It's image. I'm not responding to that. So, but no.
What about you, fella?
I mean, my close friends know that I'm the funniest one. I don't think they would do such thing. And my family, they not on that time. Like, I got my family, we all Haitian, so we on a different time. Like, you know what I mean? We not really, like, I have Snapchat. I barely use my shit, bro. I probably got, like, 90 followers, my dude. Because it's too much, bro. It's too much. I can't Snapchat all day, then Instagram, then Facebook, and then do what I'm doing in my life. I'm writing songs. I'm selling hats. I'm doing podcasts. I'm doing parties. It's too much going on, bro. Yeah. I can't do all that. Yeah. So if anybody got time for all that, then I know that's where you're going to handle whatever you got to handle. I don't got time for all that, B.
I feel like you being you want too much attention if you airing our beef out on social media and stuff like that. Because you going to leave some random person that I don't mess with to say some extra shit. And now I got online beef.
And you're going to tell your version. You're not going to tell the truth. You're going to tell your version.
Exactly.
Opposed to what really happened. And that's why they say, you know, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. What that really is that, yo, at the end of the day, there's still the truth out there. There's still the truth. And people go online, and that's why I don't like doing personal shit online unless it's all facts. Like, if I talk, it's usually facts. Ain't no one ever going to call me out because I'm going to go with facts first. Like, yeah. When I tell niggas I'm winning, nigga, ain't nobody lying over here. Jerry winning, nigga. I'm real name Jerry winning.
Not your hairline, nigga.
Not my hairline. Yeah, what I'm saying. Put your hat back on, nigga.
He did the real world cup real quick.
You know what? That's the hat back on, nigga. You know what I mean? I said, I took the hat on, bro. That smart.
Niggas I win. But no.
You know what I mean? My hairline is going to come back one day. You know what I mean? But
it restoration. Is
like, you gotta, you know, it's best to always put the truth out there.
Yeah.
Because it look crazy when you brag and you boast. Like, I know a lot of dudes fronting with their fake chains, fronting with their little car that they could barely put gas in, and they be online just stunting, taking mad pictures, getting 200, 300 likes. And then when you really get the, when shorty get pregnant and when and she see she can't get diaper money, she like, oh, I was liking all them pictures. Yeah, he was borrowing clothes, lending people chains, taking people money to take the picture and handing it right back. He was doing all that fucking foo-foo. Mm-hmm. So don't let social media fool you. This is why you shouldn't be pouring out everything. Because once you believe in social media like that, you get caught.
Yeah.
That's how you end up being a stripper or on Backpage or selling that pussy for that $700 weed and that empty fucking refrigerator and fucking mall, friends on mall, like in pictures at 5 o'clock in the morning. If you try to sell your pussy.
Clown for that. Now you
and Marv, no shade, but I mean, if you attracted to men that's holding up money to the, like, you shouldn't even be wanting that. That's, you should know something's up with that.
Yeah, that's of a certain age, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But that's the game we play. Mm-hmm. Men do certain shit like that because certain women like it and vice versa. Certain women do the ass shot or the ass on the sink picture because dudes thirst over.
Yeah, a lot of y'all do that. You got one.
It's the games.
Oh. You got an ass on the sink picture, sis. What is your page? I'm checking right now.
Lady Side 168. You can check
it. I'm joking.
She can sit on the page. Ain't no ass still going to form out of that motherfucker. Your long ass back on that page.
Oh, you got to extend it. You got to extend it.
You
got
to extend the spine. A spine go all the way to
what time is this over? Let's go.
So, how would you handle a close friend or family airing your personal problems via social media?
Would
you still respect
me personally? Honestly, I don't think I would respect them the same. I would call them or text them. If they don't respond to me, then fine. Like I said, I'll respond back online, and we'll just debate it out there. And that's it. I won't fuck with them like that no more. Yeah. If you address me online, you got my personal number, my text. You could call me. Because even if it's a problem, I'm still not closed door. I still be like, I'm at the age now where it's like, I want to try to solve it and get it done. Because I don't even want to carry negativity.
You ain't got nobody to duck.
Facts. Exactly. You know I'm not saying? Trying to carry negativity into my life. It's all about positivity and like prosperity and all types of good shit I'm trying to get going. So if we got an issue, let's solve it, get it out the way. Even if we like, you know what, agree or disagree, we're not going to fuck with each other. Cool. But it shouldn't be no beef. You shouldn't try to address me online because we already addressed each other. We already spoke. When you take it online and I speak to you and you still try to stay online, we're going to go online, air it out, and I ain't going to fuck with you no more. Yeah. And that is what it is after that.
I mean, to me, especially as a man, if a man goes and air you out on social media and takes that time and energy when he couldn't have said that to your face, to me, it's just like, dude, you a man. Just call me. Hit me on the hip. Why I got to read on Facebook or Instagram some posts?
Because they don't want to get a shake.
Subliminal.
Social media gave everybody courage.
Facts.
Gave everybody courage. Now you could say what you want to say to the person without seeing them.
I'm tough
again. But then when you see them on real nigga time and he let that hairline go and he don't care because he walking right club like this looking for you. He trying
looking
to
get like LeBron James.
He trying to get through the crowd to bump into you.
Hold on. who that?
It's real nigga. Yo, listen, it's slippery outside, son. I promise you, bananas. Watch what you say online, son. You heard people be around, son. New York a small place. You heard? Friends on Marv, it's on you.
All right. So this is the end of that topic, but I'd like to just throw out a freelance topic where we could address as grown, everyone's grown adults. No, social media. What are the social media stupid shit people are doing nowadays that bothers you that you wish people would quit? Especially people of our age that are grown.
I'll go first. Let me go first.
Oh, go ahead. Shoot.
I know, yeah. I really wish people would quit like showing money, doing all that extra
I was guilty of that in my early 20s, behavior. But now I won't
niggerish,
do that
like,
shit.
Niggerish behavior, stack, like throwing money, doing all types of shit for money.
The bottles.
Nah, not even the bottles, because you could be out and have a good time with bottles or whatever. I'm talking about the money, like just acting like you are rich, and I know you're around the corner from me. We live in the same. Like we broke, bro. Like stop.
Let's be broke together instead of you trying to shit on me.
Yeah, let's stop trying to act up and do all that. So flashing like mad money, doing all that, setting yourself up to get robbed and shot for like $26 you got in your pocket on a regular day. Let's cut that out. Let's pipe down with that. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, keep doing your thing on the gram, man. I don't know, man. That's the only thing I'm tired. Don't flash money, man. Flash goals. Like you said, you got a degree, show your degree. Even though I know you got old Sally made like $30,000 after that.
Yeah.
But do that. Or flash a job. Something like that.
What about you, Black?
I just, you know, I don't want them to, you know, do you at all times. You know, I'm never one of them dudes that's gonna tell you to stop doing you, but I would say that just be real. Be honest about who you are.
Because being real is a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic, but you know let's be honest.
It's hard for like, people to be real.
A lot of people, I'll be honest with you.
Yo, Black,
what's up?
My sister Aisha said, yo, this is real shit for real. People gotta stop taking pictures and videos of themselves crying. Like, oh, I'm so hurt.
You all right? You taking a picture?
You're not that hurt. Like, oh my God, he just died. I was hurting so bad. He took a picture of one tear.
No, you know, this some funny shit. My son, Kofi Black from Staten Island. Yo, the nigga was in the hospital. Like, yo. When you in the hospital with your song playing on the radio, I'm like, son, get well first, my nigga. Tell me that after the picture.
Man, that
picture
struggle.
Had me crying, my nigga. But I mean, I wouldn't tell people what to stop doing. But it's like, be real, like be real. Like a lot of people, like my friends, be like, damn, Black, I never really see you, man. I never really see you angry. I never really see you upset. Where you get all these confidence from? I'm being honest about me, nigga. So I don't gotta remember my lie from 2 weeks ago. I don't gotta remember the lie I told 80 other people. I don't gotta keep trying to remember these snowball effect full of lies.
Yeah.
I'm just telling the truth. So therefore, I could walk in confidence. I could tell you I drive a Hyundai, nigga. But I could also tell you I got a Rolly on the wrist. Mm-hmm. I could also tell you I'm living on my own. I could also tell you I got enough to not come outside and get you hurt. I got that. So it's like, be real with you. On Facebook and on Instagram, everybody, I swear to God, starting salary got to be $100,000. Nobody make under a buck.
Listen, and everybody's watching the heavyweight champion of the world online.
Everybody,
nobody can't get touched.
Everybody make $100,000+. Everybody never fuck with a broke dude. Everybody is Beyonce underneath it all.
It's a girl everybody sucking never a broke cheated. Dude dick right now.
Everybody not sucking dick. I'm just lost at why you not being real, shorty. I seen somebody tell me that they try to play me like I make $100,000 minimum. Like that's minimum. I made that in and I seen the person. H&M from head to toe. I was like, it's no fucking way, Jesus.
Well, that's how you say the money. Shoe.
No, I seen the pinky coming out the leather on the stage. No, you ain't going to tell me that.
I bought two pair of Vans today, man.
People with money is going to live like it.
Okay.
People with money is going to live like it.
I agree with
don't lie. Let me see your bank account. Post that.
I agree with do you. But at the same time, one thing that really annoys me, babies fresh out the coochie. Online, like that bothers me. The violent videos, I don't like that.
That's true.
Oversharing of bae, I don't like that.
Oversharing of bae?
Every day we don't need to see a picture of you and your boo. That's doing too much. My thing is keep it positive. When you go on my page, all you're ever gonna see, or my Facebook, all you're ever gonna see is positive things about work, the kids I work with, things like that. Funny things, even if I'm having a bad day. Instagram, a selfie, pictures with my girls. I'm not going to be having my personal business out there, sharing funny memes. Keep it light. Mm-hmm. It's social media. Have a real life. Mm-hmm. You should be more popping than your social media. That's all I'm going to say.
In real life.
Be popping in real life mm-hmm. and not just online.
That was good, girl.
We're going to close out on that. I'd like to thank you so much.
Let me drop no fucking jewels on my show, nigga.
So
fuck
can I just say one thing? I had a great time. I hope you guys have me back. Okay. And check out the Chill Society. Oh, no. That is our fashion page.
We actually close out on the shout out. So, no, go ahead.
Do her thing. Keep going. So she likes to talk. I told you.
Shut up. Mitch Hill Society, that is my fashion page. We're trying to get that up and running again. And the Juggler series, we're coming back. People know about it, but we're on YouTube. We have a show. So that's going to be popping real soon. That's it.
So you want to give us like a URL or something with someone to contact you?
Yes,
or you up?
I can give you that. It's Juggler Series with YouTube.com.
Just drop the link in the comments when you after
right.
the show.
All right, cool, because I can't think off.
Yeah, okay. It's all good. Cool.
It's all right. Your brain don't work like that. You one of the people I talk
we heard,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's next, Mom?
I'll go that next happened. Because we finished it.
You
missed
a C. Yo, pause that.
Handsome Live 15, Live Brown, Facebook. Hats, shirts, definitely coming by next week. It's about to be lit. Different colors, hats, different colors, shirts. So put your order in, pre-order. I don't want to hear nothing. Oh, la, da, da. I got all sizes from small to fucking 5X. Robin, you fat bastard. It's for you. Mom, too. But other than that, peace, love, happiness. I'll see y'all next week. Stay positive. Keep doing your thing, man. I love y'all all. Keep share. And that's it. Black success. Take us out.
Damn, Marv. You just cut my man Marv off. Son.
I'm sorry. Friends on Marv. Go ahead. Get your own shout out.
Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, continue showing us the love. We appreciate all the support you've been giving us. You know, keep copping those dad hats and t-shirts. When we do the montages of all the people showing us love, we kind of realize the impact we're having. You know, and the biggest compliment you can pay us is sharing the video. That's the biggest compliment because, you know, we have a lot of similar friends, but when people out there share and expose us to a different audience, that help keep us lit. So every Sunday, 7 p.m., share our videos. One love.
It's a Fizzak. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Blazak already know what it is. You know what I mean? Coney Island, Brooklyn, we doing what we do. Yo, listen up, man. I got a lot of these brown holy water dad hats, some new colors coming out. Shit gonna be flames. You understand? Make sure you get your hat because May 20th, Brown Holy Water Podcast is hosting Henny Fiesta. Henny Fiesta Club Love, May 20th. I'm going to put the link in the comments so you can get your tickets now while it's cheap. If you wait till closer to the date, it's going to cost more for the same party. Complimentary Henny until it runs out, and you're going to get a free slice of pizza. All
pizza
night
and
so
honey.
That you're not drinking on an empty stomach.
Plan B sold separately.
So holla at your boy. Y'all already know what it is. We getting this motherfucking shmoney. Google me. Ask about me. GMT Rolex whenever I bow flex.
Brown
it hurt. Yo,
podcast.
My dude, play that motherfucking outro
every
for
Sunday,
they can know what the
7
fuck
p.m.
It is.
Come get baptized.
Plan B sold separately.
If you mess with us, share the video. That's how you show love.
Ask about me. You heard. Your girl like me too. You heard. I don't want it though. You heard. She a bird, you heard? She washed up, you heard? I seen it before, you heard? You she ready? Washed up. Her second toe longer than the big toe. You heard?
You heard? I know her. You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?
Right here, finishing up.
Who said that?
What?
About the court. Who said that?
Oh.